Here's a section following the assessment and additional information section in the child adolescent full assessment. So as you can see, this particular section does provide us with a better picture of the client's substance use. But not only that, we are making note of how her drinking has impacted her symptoms and behaviors, which is where we start to explore integrated care. So it states here that the client reports trying marijuana one time a year ago. She reports drinking alcohol when she is mostly with her peers, but occasionally drinks alone. She obtains her alcohol from her guy friends and reportedly drinks so she can feel more comfortable around peers when her parents argue and when she feels that nobody cares about her. According to the client, it helps forget her problems and sometimes have a good time. She has left class to drink with peers and her academic functioning is now being impacted by this, as well as her angry and impulsive behaviors. Other times when she is feeling depressed, it intensifies her depressed mood. She reports that drinking has ended some of her friendships and increased family conflicts. According to the client, she engages in more at-risk behaviors when intoxicated and has also made her feel more depressed. The client has not attempted to start drinking, but states she wants help since she feels that her symptoms are getting more difficult to control and has experienced cravings or strong urges to drink. She denies receiving alcohol treatment at this time. However, she does report being motivated to treatment. Under the parent caregiver comments and concerns, it states that Mrs. Gonzalez also reports concerns of the client not coming home at all times and feels her friends are a negative influence on her. She reports drinking has also caused her to miss several days of school and is concerned about her academic progress. So we see an impairment there as well. So boxed in red, we assess for the connection between the drinking and engagement in risky behaviors when intoxicated, and it also amplifies her depression. The drinking has really been impacting her manic symptoms, and she is currently struggling managing these symptoms the more she drinks. Again, we see here that staff is assessing how substance use is impacting the client's mental health. We are gathering information related to her use, but connecting it back to the client's mental health issues. Also note that we assess for the client's interest in wanting help. Lisa states she wants help because she is noticing an inability to manage her mental health and seems motivated for treatment. So should a client also not be motivated or interested in treatment, it is important to make note of this as well in the assessment.